Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Joe O Show. It's your world, Joe.
It's your world, Joe. It's my world.
You're listening to the Joe Ostrowski Show, nights on 670 The Score.
Thanks for hanging out on this Friday night. Four full hours, another full show before we get the Bulls season started next week. Actually, I think I've got another one on Tuesday night. That will be fun. I'll get you the details on that. Doing a remote broadcast in Tinley Park, so home game for me, with Olin Krutz. We'll have plenty to talk about after this Sunday's Bears-Saints game. So Tuesday night, I'll be doing a remote in Tinley Park with Olin Krutz. For a Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast, that will be a lot of fun. First time doing a show with Olin. He'll be there from 7 to 8:30. I'll get you all of those details coming up. So we're here to get you set for Bears and Saints, of course. And the Bears are what looks to be 3 or 3.5 point home favorites. So the books are telling you, hey, you know, with Bridgewater under center, with no Alvin Kamara, that is official, if you're just hopping in the car right now, yeah, Kamara is out. And that move actually makes a lot of sense for New Orleans because it sounded like he tweaked his ankle last week in practice. They're calling it a high ankle situation early on in the week. And it makes perfect sense because you get out to a 5-1 record. And things are looking good for you in the division. Even though you don't have Drew Brees, Arizona's next week. You should be able to beat the Cardinals without Kamara if he sits next week. High ankle, he probably will. And then there's your bye. Get ready for the second half of the season. Go ahead. I know you Bears fans are not complaining about no Kamara. And something that has to hammer home with the Kamara and Brees injury news against the Bears. When you're looking at the schedule before the season, what are you saying? What are you saying? Zach Zaidman repeats this again and again. Oh, you think they're going to win or lose? Give me the injury report and I'll tell you what I think. I can say something before the season. It doesn't really matter. Because these Green Bay games, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be out there. And we've seen plenty of Bears games where they were able to avoid Aaron Rodgers. It's not who you play. It's when you play them. And you have to be reminded of that. No Brees, no Kamara. Changes the entire game. Now, of course, Bridgewater, 4-0 as a starter with New Orleans. They have some competent players to step up. They have a strong defense with New Orleans. But what did you see last night on TV? Patrick Mahomes. They're saying today 3 games. I would guess it would be 4. Because after 4 games, they go on bye. How does that impact the Bears? A ton. So if Mahomes returns, the Bears are going to face Mahomes later on in the year. You know who's not? Green Bay, Minnesota, Tennessee over the next 3 weeks. They don't have to deal with the MVP. And so many of us earlier this week were bothered because of what happened in Monday night's game, Lions and Packers. You need luck in this game. Bears had a lot of luck last year on their way to a 12-4 record, and we're starting to see Green Bay. Maybe it's their turn this year. A lot of things going their way. The health that went the Bears' way last year, and already you have 2 guys on injured reserve. The takeaways. not as many as a year ago. The Bears had luck with quarterbacks, too. Remember the Peterman game? It probably didn't matter which one that Buffalo had out there, but they did get Peterman. They lost, but they got Brock Osweiler, now a retired quarterback. The Cardinals threw out Josh Rosen when he wasn't ready in that game. They had Nick Mullins instead of Jimmy Garoppolo. So luck is a big part of it. And when I was throwing that out about the Packers' luck so far, Green Bay fans getting all upset at me. No, no, no. That's fine. That's fair. That's part of this. There's certain seasons you're going to have luck and things are going to go your way. And look at the John Fox years with all the injuries they had. Didn't it feel like everything was going against the Bears? So you've got to take advantage of this opportunity. A future Hall of Fame quarterback is out, and one of the most dangerous weapons out of any backfield in the NFL. You don't even have to deal with that. Now, there are a lot of different keys to this game all over the place, but something you need to be aware of is what the Saints have done against the run. And I know you're thinking, well, the Bears can't run the ball anyways, Joe. It doesn't even matter. Well, it probably should, because during their self-evaluation period, you would think that Nagy said, well, I've got to stick to the run. Because what happens in our losses? I get away from the run, they know exactly what we're doing, and we don't have the best quarterback play around the league. I mean, this is a team that stonewalled Ezekiel Elliott a few weeks ago, Sunday Night Football. They did a heck of a job on Leonard Fournette, another back. Looked probably as a top five guy in the league. They have a lot of elite talent. And when we think about the Bears' offense and the big positives that they have, the threats to score, threat to change a game. I said threats. I didn't mean for it to be plural because it shouldn't. It's Allen Robinson. And the Saints have one of the best cornerbacks around. And when they've faced elite pass rushing, they've done a damn good job taking care of that. J.J. Watt, week one of the season. Let's start there. J.J. Watt. Remember that fun, the first of the Monday night games, I believe? It was crazy all the way until the very end. J.J. Watt didn't record a stat in that game. First time that happened to him in 104 games. So like the Raiders, you better believe that Sean Payton will have a plan for one Khalil Mack. And Lawrence was talking about it earlier today, what they're going to do with Allen Robinson, with Lattimore. You would think that he's going to shadow Allen Robinson. Why wouldn't you? He's the weapon. He's the proven weapon that they have right now. They can also put pressure on the quarterback, and we know about the Bears' offensive line issues they're dealing with right now. I mean, Cam Jordan, fantastic defensive end. He leads New Orleans with 5 sacks. On the other side, they've got Marcus Davenport. He's going to put pressure on the quarterback, so it's going to be tough. It won't be easy, but everything is setting up for the Bears. If they start off 3-3 like they did a year ago, it's a much different situation just based on the schedule they have ahead. They still have to face a Detroit team twice. That's real. They're not a joke anymore. They're going to Philly. They don't look great right now, but it's not easy to go to LA and beat the Rams. You still have to line up against Aaron Donald, at least we would expect. Still have to go to Green Bay, go to Minnesota. You're going to get Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, most likely. So this is huge. If you want to say it's a week 7 must-win game for the Bears against the Saints, I'm not going to argue. Because if they fall to 500 with all those teams lined up moving forward in this division, going to be tough. Especially when you can't move the football. That's the big issue. Let's go to Halas Hall earlier today. Okay, so the Bears officially say that Mitchell Trubisky is questionable. But we all know he's playing. He's been a full participant all week. I think Nagy is just making sure, you know, we don't have a situation where he wakes up on Saturday or Sunday and all of a sudden his shoulder's bugging him. He's going to wear the harness. We were alerted about that. He's worn it all week in practice. But here's Nagy on the situation with Trubisky coming back from injury.
He's been doing good in practice. I like where he's at. You know, we said early in the week it's going to be like a day-by-day thing, and so far he's stacked good days together.
What have you seen throughout the week that you've liked?
Yeah, just the fact that he's executing plays at the speed that we want him to do it at. You can't tell any of the live stuff because you don't know where that's at. So, and regardless of whether how he gets hit, any of that stuff, you'll never know that, whether it's this game or the next game. So, for us, that's hard to judge. But mentally, physically, I feel like so far he's passing the test, and I feel good about it. I don't want to say that and then say he's going to be the guy, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, he's not.
Mitch was kind of saying earlier in the week that it's about him being able to sustain a hit. How do you simulate a hit in practice?
You can't. It's hard. So that's the part that we just got to try to limit him from taking. He's going to get hit. You know, he goes out there and plays. He gets hit. That's you can't hide that. But if he goes out and he's running the ball and, there's a free hitter on him, let's be smart. You know, get down. Don't take the extra hits. That's the part that we got to make sure, you know, he goes out there and plays. Be careful.
So far, he's passing the test.
Yeah.
What between today or between right now and 3:25 Sunday, what's left on the test?
Good question. I don't think there's, you know, it's nothing that really between a mock game like you're saying, a walkthrough. A lot of it's mental right now, and then so help Coach Helfrich, Coach Ragone, myself. We'll see where we think he's at as far as the balance of physical and then the mental side of how did he handle the week, you know, executing, getting in and out of the huddle, all that stuff, combined with everything else he's done.
You said yesterday he'd take all the first team snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Did he today, too?
Did he take all? Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Matt, last year against the Rams, when Mitch was coming off the injury, he wasn't very productive. How much of that was rust, and how much of that was just going against a really good defense?
Probably a little bit of both. That defense, that's a good defense that they have, and there's probably a little bit of rust coming back, and then I think that's part of where we're at right now. That what you're saying and what you're asking is kind of what we're using since we've been through this before, is we want to make sure that because of the results of what happened last year in that game, how do we prevent that really from happening again? You know, like, and that's the mental side. Like, was he so focused on rehabbing back that it took away from the mental part of the game, or was it just the game? And that's where we need to collaborate here in the next 24 or 48 hours and say, we feel good. Because if we feel good about it and we want to do it, there's no looking back.
Just in general, does he, Mitch, you know, he calls himself a reps guy.
Mm-hmm.
Does he need just to be more warmed up than others? Because even after the bye last week, he did really well against Miami, but it was a slow start, and then the second half he was better. Does he just need to be more of a well-oiled machine to really get in a
group? No, he's fine. He's fine with reps and all that stuff. He's more than fine. I just think it's probably maybe coincidental, but I'm not worried about him whether or not he, you know, fast starts. And so I think it's, in general, it's been more of just our offense has been slow starts than just him.
Matt Nagy earlier today, Bears Saints Sunday afternoon, America's game, 3:25 kickoff over at Soldier Field. I get a lot of texts rolling in at 67011 and some tweets at Joe 0670. Just get out of work. Holy bleep! Kamara's out! Yeah, yeah. Here's the final injury report. Game status as of Friday afternoon. On the Bears side, Trubisky questionable. Ted Larson questionable. So we don't know if it's going to be Larson filling in for Kyle Long. Bilal Nichols, also questionable. See, we started the week thinking Nichols would be ready. Bears are calling it a 50-50 shot. Gamesmanship, not really sure. Okay, on the Saints side, out. Five players. Drew Brees. Tight end Jared Cook. Running back Alvin Kamara. Wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith. Defensive end Trey Hendrickson. That's huge. Injury report, even though you're missing Akeem Hicks. That would have been a revenge game for him, right? Against his old team. Even though you're missing Hicks, big advantage Bears. Big advantage. So now what are you going to do with it? It's set up for you to win. Don't say you're sorry to anybody that Kamara wasn't out there and Drew Brees wasn't out there. Just go and get the win. Because you need to get a win right now. You fall to 3-3 in this division, it's not going to look great with the upcoming schedule. Let's get the Nolans perspective. Going down to New Orleans from WWL Radio, and SaintsReport.com. Mike Dettillier will be joining me. I also want to talk about LSU and Joe Burrow. That's got to be fun, everything going on with the LSU Tigers. We'll get to him next. This segment on The Score brought to you by Mecum Auctions. Mecum Auctions, the largest collector car auction company, returns to the Schaumburg Convention Center October 24th to the 26th. See 1,000 muscle cars, classics, Corvettes, hot rods, resto mods, and more. Advanced discounts on bidder registrations and tickets at Mecum.com. That's Mecum.com. You've got the Joe O Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe O, night 6 to 10.
All right, it's been a couple weeks since we've seen the Bears play some football. After the London loss against the Raiders, they go on by, and now we're getting you set for Bears-Saints Sunday at Soldier Field. Mike Dettillier, WWL in New Orleans, also SaintsReport.com. He joins me on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. On Twitter by his name, Mike Dettillier. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Doing fantastic. We're all hyped about this game. It's nice to actually see some local football after going away for a couple of weeks and the bad taste of that performance over in London in our mouths here. Khalil Mack, always a story. Opposing teams, game planning for him. John Gruden did a great job with their plan to stop Mack. Why have the Saints been so successful against some of the elite pass rushers?
Well, one of the things, and I actually worked with Zach Strief, who was part of the Saints' offensive line the last time they played him. And Zach told me, he said, Mike, we had a Mack blocking scheme when he was with the Raiders. He said, you know, he would line up left or right. No matter where he lined up, he said, we always put a running back or a tight end in motion on that side. So it wasn't always the tackle blocking him one-on-one. And you see, you know, that was something that it was rare for us. We normally were one-on-one with the defensive end or outside linebacker. But he said that wasn't the case with Khalil. They weren't going to take that chance. And they did a really good job with it. And they have duplicated that with other top-edge pass rushers, that he's not always going to be out on the island by himself at that left tackle position or right tackle position, whatever. And that's something that Zach told me, and he was there from 2006 all the way up until last year. He said that had been a rarity. They hadn't done that for anyone else other than Khalil Mack.
Wow. What has Sean Payton done with the game plan since the Breeze injury for Bridgewater?
Man, he has long-term tried to do this a little bit differently. He has spent a lot of draft choices early-wise on defensive linemen and defensive backs, and they've won on defense and special teams. They've done a great job of just certifying that front line, you know. And again, Cam Jordan's been here for a long time, and he's a great player, but using multiple picks for Marcus Davenport, a first-round pick on Sheldon Rankins, spending free agent money on another former first-round pick with the Patriots and Malcolm Brown. David Onyemata has flashed it in very similar manner to what we saw a young Akeem Hicks do. And so they've been able to rotate those guys, did a great job. The secondaries played much better, but they've spent 2 second-round picks on safeties. Von Bell, Marcus Williams, first-round pick, Marshawn Lattimore, traded last year for Eli Apple. So you can see that they've kind of bundled up on all that. And they've won a different way. And I think this is Sean's master plan. That, you know, listen, Drew Brees, we all know we're hearing the tick-tock of a clock of the end of his career, that eventually that you have your defense in place and you just will drop another quarterback into that system, most likely via the draft, that'll come in to do it. And Alvin Kamara had been such a huge part of this offense. He won't be there Sunday. And that'll be the big challenge, because teams, when you talk to defensive coordinators and head coaches, even when he's not involved in the play, he's someone you have to be cognizant of each and every snap. They've double-teamed him as a wide receiver. See his skill set as a runner, receiver coming out of the backfield. And he's like the Matrix. For a back who's not real big, he's rarely kicked back. You know, if he's, if anything, is sideways, or he's always falling forward. Latavius Murray is not that type player. You guys have seen Murray in his time with Minnesota, and that, you know, he's a tall, almost like cowboy ride high in the saddle type runner with some speed, but he's going to have a huge workload. And I do suspect you're going to see some of Dwayne Washington, who's their third string running back, and also Deonte Harris, the rookie free agent from Assumption College, who has been a return man, but they like to do a lot of the jet sweep stuff. And so I think you'll probably see him touching the football a little bit more this game than any other game. But they without Traquan Smith as their third receiver, they without Alvin, without their starting tight end, Jared Cook. But, you know, I live across the street from a former NFL coach, and he always gives me that line. You know, he says, like Travis Tritt, you know, that old country western song. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Everybody got their issues, brother.
Oh, man. Mike, when I watch the Saints from afar, something I've been saying, especially last year, I'm wondering if it's still the case this season, I always think, man, Sean Payton loves him some Taysom Hill, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He sure does. And so you expect that he will touch the football a little bit more in this game. They, you know, right now, for what Sean has done with some injuries and certainly with Breeze not in the lineup, he's done a fantastic job, and he loves that challenge. Sean's somebody who this is the type of game. Now, he wouldn't want to see it every week, but he loves that one-week challenge that he has to come up with something here against really one of the better best defenses in the NFL to go up against. And Taysom is always part of it. Now, I would always joke with him about, he always would talk about the RPO plays, and I always told him, man, there ain't no RPO involved with Taysom. Most of the time it's RRO, run option. Ain't no much pass option with Taysom. But eventually you're going to see that with him. But, you know, Taysom, they've used him a lot as a runner, also as a flex tight end. So you got a lot of ways to do it, and he always finds a way. Even when Drew's going to be healthy, he has been inserted into the game at different times, especially in short yardage and, say, like third and five type situations where they think Taysom can get that 5 yards. Be quite a challenge this week going up against that type defense.
Now, with Trubisky most likely returning, Bears are calling it questionable, but he's been practicing in full all week. He's going to be out there.
Yeah, right.
He'll be on the field. The Saints consistently getting pressure on the opposing quarterback. How are they getting? Is it all the defensive line?
Pretty much has been front line and dropped 7 in coverage. Now, last week what they did...
Wait, they're going to make Trubisky play quarterback? That's not good.
They're going to make him throw. And they did it last week with Minshew. And they have the, you know, everybody calls it a little bit different, but they have what they call a sugar rush down here in the South, college-wise. They call it a teacup rush, where you just kind of push the inside and you take away his running lanes. He can't step up in the pocket or he can't step around it. And they basically stick you the football middle finger and say, I dare you to throw it downfield. I dare you. And so they came after Minshew a few times, but basically what they did was that sugar rush, where just that hard push off the edges and basically just kind of locked him in place and said, okay, hot shot, throw it. He made a few plays, but most of the time he felt pressure that wasn't even there. He was slinging balls all over the place. So I suspect that game plan will be similar against Trubisky, where it won't be an all-out blitz at times, but it'll be more of that sugar rush or teacup rush where they just kind of got him in the pocket and say, okay, make the throw if you can. And they've been pretty successful with that.
Yep, that's how a lot of teams have played him so far. Marshawn Lattimore, What's he going to do? Are you expecting him to be on Allen Robinson? Because, Mike, the Bears don't have a lot of offensive weapons. They got one right now, and that's about it.
Yeah, and Marshawn is, you know, you look at him from a superstar-type standpoint or a star-type standpoint, he's wired differently from Michael Thomas. You know, Mike wants to embarrass you, even in practice, and he's all out. With Lattimore, you kind of catch it coming and going with him. And he'll always start the season off slow, and then all of a sudden he catches a fire. And he loves the challenge of somebody's number one wideout. And he was reading all last week, and he kind of verbalized it to us that, hey, man, who's this guy DJ Chalk? Who is he, you know, so to speak, in Jacksonville? And they locked him up, and DJ had a few catches, but it wasn't for a lot, and I suspect – you will see Allen Robinson one-on-one with Lattimore most, if not all, of the game. The most improved player back there, though, and I give him credit, has been Eli Apple. It's funny how guys improve in that money year of their contract so well. But Apple's played pretty well at the other corner position, and I suspect that's where they're going to try to do more business on that side of the field and not test Lattimore as much. And I think this comes down to a special teams play. I think, you know, who makes that big play on special teams in the return game? Well, if it's Harris for the Saints or if it's Patterson or Cohen for the Bears, because you can see this is going to be an under game. This is going to be a 20-17, 20-16, 17-13, that type football game. There's nobody going off on points on this game. And it's going to be – the Saints have played two out of the last three games in that lane of traffic with the Cowboys and then last week against Jacksonville. And that's unusual for this football team, who is known pedal to the metal, try to get as many points as you can out there and just tsunami you. But that's not been the case two out of the last 3 weeks.
Joe Ostrowski with Mike Dettillier, WWL in New Orleans. Mike Dettillier on Twitter. You can follow him there. Mike, for our website, I picked Bears 19-17. I don't feel super confident. Like you just mentioned, I feel better about the under.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Did they make you make a pick?
I picked it Saints 17-16.
Okay.
So we in the neighborhood of that, it's going to be that type of football game that's going to come down to a turnover. And, you know, Teddy, let me just say, the last couple of weeks, Teddy has sailed some, and it has gotten out of the reach of a defensive back. But eventually, if that continues, you know, Eddie Jackson's going to pick some of that off. I mean, because we've had a couple of them plays where the ball is real high, goes off the fingertips of a receiver, and if there's a DB close, he makes that play. You know, you can just put your hands in the piranha water one too many times. And against that type secondary, you eventually going to get bit. So he's got to be careful with it. Just don't lose the game. You know, you don't have to be the hero here if you Bridgewater. Yeah, just do, you know, what the situation is set up for you to do and let your defense and special teams make a few plays for you and shorten the field. But it is what it is. And here in New Orleans, we're finding out new ways for Peyton to figure out a way to win. But this week will be really challenging.
And, Mike, if you were watching on Monday, you realize, hey, it's not us that are just getting screwed every time, huh?
Oh, God. No. yeah, come on. I mean, you can see it. And I think now with technology that you can see this instantly, that more and more how bad the officiating is in the National Football League. And the fact that they don't comprehend their own rules, we've been well aware of that in that spot. And so for Saints fans, listen, they got some of them. They'll take that play against the Rams to that dying breath. They will never forget that play. But now they feel a little bit better that it's just not New Orleans getting the raw end of it. But come on, if we've paid attention, and all of us have in this business, this isn't the first time event. This has happened over and over and over again. And, man, the NFL's integrity is on the line, especially when you get in bed with Las Vegas and the casinos as being sponsors, because you now touching their money if people are going to say, this is rigged, and I'm not betting anymore because of it. And I got a friend of mine who I grew up with who is the chief odds maker for the Wynn Corporation. And let put it to you this way, he's let me know that that will go to higher quarters in the NFL, that if their money's getting touched, the NFL will find out about it real quickly.
Mm, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, Mike. We're about to be legal, probably the start of 2020 here in Illinois, and I do a sports betting show here, so I know exactly what you're talking about. A lot of people that had the Lions money line on Monday were very upset. I want to squeeze in some college. When did you know that Joe Burrow was this good?
About 3 days into camp last year. I grew up with Coach Ogeron here on the Bayou. You can tell by the talk.
Yes.
You can understand me a little bit better than Bebe, but you know, we're talking about Miles Brennan, who at that time looked to be, he would be the starter. And they had signed Joe, and he told me, he said, Mike, I'm just telling you, Joe Burrow is Bobby Hebert all over again. And we grew up with Bobby, and Bobby won a state championship down here and was roommate and teammate of Ed at Northwestern. And he's always thought the world of Bob. And there are a lot of mannerisms that are the same. Now, he can't talk like Hebert, but there's only two or three people in this world that can't. No, Bobby can't shut up. But
we had him on the station earlier today.
Man, once he starts, listen, we do a four-hour show every Monday from a casino in Mississippi. Man, uh-huh. Listen, it's the easiest money I ever make in my life because I get in a word or two and then, wait, hold on 1 second. I got to say something. I got you. But I sort of knew it then that Ed was really bragging a lot about him. And they had a lot of offensive line problems last year at LSU. And also, they were one of the leaders in drop passes. And then this year, Joe Brady comes in with the Saints. And one of the things Joe told me, we're going to catch the damn ball. You know, come on, you open, catch it. And Joe has turned into a terrific player. And in many ways, he's very similar to Bobby J in his mannerisms, how he throws the football. He's so smart. But he's like an assassin hiding in the wings. I mean, you don't hear a peep from him most of the time. But he's competitive, and he knows where to go with the football. And I'd have never thought I'd ever see this stat line for LSU. Last week against Florida, they had 48 offensive plays. They scored 42 points, and they missed a field goal, which would have brought it 45. You know, in my lifetime, and I'm in my 50s, I've never seen an LSU stat line with 48 offensive plays and they scored 42 points in a game.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's always the thing with LSU. You know they're going to bring a great defense, but what are they going to do with the offense? That's why you knew early on, but the rest of the country has been shocked with what Burrow has done. And I think there's some 200-to-1 Heisman tickets out there that some of the bookmakers are concerned about.
Well, there's six actually at the Wynn.
Oh, yeah?
From in the summer.
Wow.
And one of them with a $250 bet at 200-to-1.
Wow.
So somebody right now is saying, good Lord, just please let him play good against Alabama.
That's it.
Because that's going to be it. Because we saw it with Leonard. Fournette was the Heisman Trophy leader at that point. And every time he touched the ball against Alabama, it looked as though you could take a team picture of Alabama's defense.
Yes, yes.
And then Derrick Henry, I mean, he skied him that game and took it the rest of the way. But Joe's got a shot here. He really does. And just he's built and sounds like a coach's son, which is exactly what he is. I mean, you know, with his dad, with his uncle, his two brothers. I mean, he's a coach's coach playing quarterback and just so cerebral about the game. And you would never know if they won or lost talking to him. His monotone voice never sort of changes. It's amazing to see him, how he handles everything just so well. But he's done a great job for LSU. And he actually saved Coach O's job. Because I'll be honest with you, there were people here that weren't happy with Ogeron. And had they went through a 7-win or a 6-win season a year ago, I don't know that O survives. But I always tell this to O. I said, listen, Joe needed a place to be a starter, and you gave him that. And you needed a life raft, and he gave you that. And he always laughed, come on now. I was like, no, I'm just telling you. And he's like, yeah, Joe's been great for us, man. He's unbelievable. He's a leader. He's tough. Always hanging that pocket tough.
Mike Dettelier, WWL in New Orleans. Thanks, Mike. Hope to visit again, all right?
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Mike Dettillier. Follow him on Twitter by his name, at Mike Dettillier. Oh, that man's fantastic. I had about 10 more questions. I just want to hear him talk all day. People on the text line love him. They want him on every day at 6 o'clock. Anytime there's any reason for me to talk about the Saints or LSU, we're getting Mike on the horn. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Football at Ryan Field this fall when the Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Ohio State, Iowa, Purdue, and Minnesota in Big Ten play. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com. A few other angles that I wanted to cover involving Bears Saints. At 7 o'clock, we'll talk a little Ohio State Northwestern. That game starts at 7:30. Yeah, Friday night Big Ten football over in Evanston. You've got the Joe O Show on the Score. You've got the Joe O Show, 670 The Score. This segment brought to you by Amco Total Transmission and Car Care. Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care offers up to 12 months interest-free payment plans, and their exclusive powertrain systems check is free. Search AAMCO for a location near you. That's Amco Transmissions and a whole lot more. Bears Saints on Sunday at 7:30 this evening. We've got some local Big Ten football with Ohio State and Northwestern. Also on the show this evening at 7:20, I'll check in with Matt Fortuna. Does a great job covering college football for The Athletic. For years, he was focused on Notre Dame. 8 o'clock hour is going to be a lot of fun. Rick Camp and Tony Gill are going to be in studio. Big-time hoop heads. Producers, they do a podcast on 670thescore.com. We're going to preview the bowl season, and we're also going to go over some of their favorite NBA win totals, championship odds, rookie of the year, MVP. So they're going to hang out the entire 8 o'clock hour. That should be a lot of fun. 9 o'clock, Alan Berg, the senior odds maker over at Caesars. I also want to talk to Alan about the success of the Caesars property just over the border in Indiana. And how one-sided the Bears games are. Like, what is it right now for Bears Saints? What are the ratio of bets on the Bears? Because I'm hearing out in Las Vegas that they actually need the Bears to cover this game. That's something they usually don't say, since the Bears are typically such a public team. I thought this was really, really interesting from Matt Nagy. Because remember when he was the offensive coordinator, well, when he was turned offensive coordinator, in the middle of the season, before becoming the Bears head coach, he had a rookie quarterback that he was working with. His name, Patrick Mahomes, right? So he was asked about it at today's press conference, and he talked about some of the emotions while watching the Thursday night football game, seeing Mahomes go down. The MVP goes down to what a lot of people were guessing was a serious injury, and some of the thoughts going through his brain.
Well, I was watching it when it happened, and then just going through and seeing everything. I've never had a player specifically that I know that has gone through exactly that, so I didn't know really what could it be until you just hear everything that everybody's saying. I was keeping my fingers crossed, you know, that he's able to that it is good news today, which it sounds like it is. So I don't know the details of it. I just you don't want to see. I don't care who you are and what team. We're all in a fraternity together, and we all want to see people stay healthy. And, I hope that things are good. I know that they have a great training staff there with Rick Burkholder and his guys, that they'll do everything they can to get them right.
Your stomach sink last night when you're watching?
Yeah, you don't want – yeah, of course. You know, I mean, that's a quarterback that I was there. He was – I coached him for a year. So you build these relationships with these players, and it's not just the football part. It's the human aspect part. And so you know when you see a guy – no matter who they are in this league, it doesn't matter. If you've coached them, you build relationships. Every day you're with them, and so you want to make sure. You always want to hope that they're okay.
Fan of Trubisky or not, wouldn't you just love to hear Nagy's true opinion about what he thinks of Mahomes between those two guys? Just the comparisons that we've done again and again. And it's over. It's over, right? Year three of Trubisky, it's done. Second playing year for Mahomes. It's over. We're not doing that anymore. Still bring it up when you want to talk about the front office and if they're if Pace has the ability to evaluate the quarterback position. I think he does not, and that's been proven now a few times. But would love to get the honest opinion from him. Makes you wish that he was here, because I think we know what the opinion would have been, the head coach of the Bears. And the good ones have that power. And I'm sure since he had such a successful first season, now he does have some power. Not saying that he has veto power over Ryan Pace, that he has final say over everything, but I'm sure they have a very good working relationship. And after going 12-4 in the rookie season, first time around the league as a head coach, that Pace probably trusts him and leans on him a little bit more. Now, just hit on a quarterback. Can you do that? But this week, it's about Trubisky returning from the injury, sitting out that Raiders game, and also out for the bye. He's going to be out there. He'll be wearing a harness. How is he going to look? So based on our conversation with Mike Dettillier, it sounds like Lattimore will be following Allen Robinson everywhere, and he should. And the Saints are going to put together a Mac blocking scheme. And that's where you're at right now. On defense, when the opposition is on defense, what are they doing? They're game planning for Allen Robinson. On offense, what are they planning for? How do we stop Khalil Mack? I know they have all these weapons, but now Keem Hicks is on IR. So you're not worried as much about that. Yeah, sure, Roy Robertson-Harris is serviceable, but now you're the man. Let's see what you're going to do moving forward. A lot of guys stepped up in the Minnesota game. You're going to need something like that at Soldier Field on Sunday. Can't wait. It's going to be a great matchup. I expect it to be a low-scoring matchup. The staff predictions are on 670thescore.com if you want to check that out. And also, I wrote a piece on how to bet this game. Gave you a few different options outside of just picking the winner. I did pick the Bears to win this game 19-17 out of desperation. I think they'll win, but I don't know that I would lay 3 or 3.5. I'm not sure if they're going to end up covering that spread. Coming up next, you think you've had a bad beat? You think you've had one? I'm going to go back 6 years because they are returning to the scene of the crime for Northwestern and Ohio State. This segment on The Score was brought to you by Chicagoland Papa John's. Papa John's is giving you a free pizza this weekend. Buy one pizza at regular price and get a second pizza of equal or lesser value for free. Use promo code FREEPIZZADAY on the Papa John's app or online at papajohns.com. That's promo code FREEPIZZADAY. Joe Ostrowski here till 10 on 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.